Vov Tishrei, Tuesday the 26th of September, Rabbi Yaakov Ben Zakein, Yom Kippur and rubbish disposal.
Good morning. It's a good introduction to speak about Chatati Avidi Pashati, and the topic is Vidui. So, it's Yadua, it's known that the Rambam takes Hilchos Tshuva and says that the process of Tshuva has three major components: Harata, regret; Aziva Sachet, abandoning the sin; and Vidui, then confession. And actually, as is known, the Rambam considers the mitzvah of tshuva to be, when a person does tshuva, then a person has to be mitzvah, they has to confess his sin. Now, what is the importance of the confession of the Vidui? Why is it so crucial? So, anybody who knows about psychology and understands addictions realizes that the first thing you do in an AA meeting when you come is you stand up and say, my name is so-and-so, and I'm an alcoholic. My name is so-and-so, and I'm addicted to gambling. Right? The first thing is recognition. Recognition that I have done something wrong. But let's delve a little bit deeper. You see, the problem is as follows. We do a lot of things, and we keep justifying the things that we do. We don't just justify them to others, but we even justify it to ourselves. And we believe our own justification. And that's why it's very powerful when you do the vidui, when you do the tefillah, especially Yamim Noraim, when we say, Ata yodea machshevot adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, machshevot adam v'tachbulotav. You know the thoughts of a person, v'tachbulotav, and his tachbulot is like his tricks. And the inclinations, what goes deep inside. It's not just, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just know what we do. He knows what we're thinking. He knows exactly how we try and confuse and trick ourselves. And therefore the vidui has to go all the way deep down to even take into account that first thought, that first rut, the first desire, and not to not to hide anything. And the etzem of vidui, one could argue, is as follows. That we need to take responsibility. We need to accept that the shoresh, the root of my chet, my sin, is not the circumstances. We have a tendency to blame the circumstances and to feel that what we've done is not so bad. After all, if you were given those circumstances, wouldn't you have done the same? So, to decontextualize and to realize that it is ultimately our deeds, it is ultimately our exercise of our free will, and we could have done better. And that's really the essence of the vidui. Pashati, aviti, chatati. Yeah, I know we have to say it in Lashon Rabbim, but also when we say, when Rambam says Lashon Yachid, and the reason there has to be an element of Yachid is, it's me. At the end, Pashati is me. It wasn't that circumstances were Pashu. I came to a Pesha because of circumstances. I did it. So we need to take responsibility. And one of the most difficult things is really to accept that we've done something wrong. It is told about a father who walked his son. I said that we have to go for a walk before you get married. Son says, okay, fine, let's go for a walk. They went for a walk. And the father says, listen, there are many things that you need to learn. But first of all, just repeat after me. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. And the son says, I didn't, why? He says, just say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. He says, but Dad, what do you want me to say? He says, just repeat after me, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. The son says, okay, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Good, you're ready to get married. That's the words you need to learn. You need to learn, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. We need to learn to say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. And it's very, very hard. We don't want to admit we made a mistake. We don't want to admit that we are to blame for things that we do. The title of the talk is Vidui, Confession and Rubbish Disposal. I want to share with you something that happened to me quite a few years ago. This must have been about 10, 12 years ago. I was 12 years ago, most. Yeah, 12, 13, actually, even more. Somewhere around 12 to 14 years ago, I was living in Palo Alto, California. I was part of a kollel there, and one of my chaverim was moving houses. Now, Punkti had to move houses during Erev Rosh Hashanah, a few days before Rosh Hashanah. So, one of the things that happens when you move houses is that you declutter tremendously. Now, that's if you live in England. Imagine you lived in America, and you had a bigger house, and you had a bigger Asda, the Walmarts, and you had everything and anything at your disposal for a couple of dollars here and there. So the amount of rubbish, the amount of things that we accumulated, there was immense. So my friend and I were clearing out his garage. Why were we clearing out his garage before a move? Because we wanted to throw everything out. But especially because in California there's a special dispensation, special privilege. You pay for rubbish disposal, and the rubbish disposal gives you a certain amount of bins that you can fill and put on the curb, and then once a week they come and they pick up the rubbish. There's one exception to this. You have a right to call the council in advance, at least a week in advance, and book a special rubbish pickup. This rubbish pickup is unlimited. You have a few very large items, but bags, rubbish bags, as many as you want. Once a year, you can take as much rubbish as you want if you book it in advance. But there's one condition. They will not come into your driveway even to pick them up. It has to be left by the curb, by the street. If it's left by the street the morning of the pickup, they'll take everything that you leave there. Anything. So, our friend was moving a few days later, and therefore the pickup has been scheduled for the day after, and we were frantically looking, going through all of his possessions, rooms, garage, everything, anything we could get rid of. We have a chance. If we don't take it out today, we're stuck with it. We're going to have to take it to the rubbish, and it's going to be a bigger balagan. So we spent, literally, I found myself with him at 1 o'clock in the morning, two days before Rosh Hashanah, just binning things, putting bags in, and I'm like, what in the world did Hashem have in mind for me to be doing this before Rosh Hashanah? I've got a lot more things to do. I've got a lot of people to write, a lot of shiurim to prepare, I have drushas to prepare, much busier than this. So then I stopped and said, you know what, there must be a message here. Must be a message. And it hit me. It hit me. It dawned on me that this is the best mashal for Yom Kippur. The best mashal for Yom Kippur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll come and I'll get rid of your averus. Ki bayom hazeh yechaper alechem, itzumo shel yom takes care of the averus. But there's one condition. You have to do tshuva, you have to be mizvada, you have to confess. What does it mean to confess? To take something that's buried inside and to take it out. To express it. So the chet is inside. It's inside you. Yep, sometimes it's buried in your memory. And you have to unearth it. You have to go to the corners, every closet, open every nook and cranny in your house and empty out. And speak it out. What happens when you speak it out? So I'll tell you what happens when you start to declutter a house and you start to throw away things. You start picking an object and say, listen, are we going to take this to the next house? Well, you know what? When did we buy it? We bought it 3 years ago. Can you believe it? How many times have we used it? Twice. It cost us $60. For twice? And then nobody else wants it. Nobody wants it anymore. You start realizing, we wasted $60 on this thing. Chuck it. We're not going to use it again. We realize, we spent time doing things. And those things are not worth it. The end of Vidui always strikes me. At the end of Vidui we say, Velo Shava Lana. Yeah, we say, V'sabrim mitzvotecha mishpatecha atovim. This is Sephardi version. I'm not sure how the Ashkenazi version goes. Ve'lo shava lanu. Ve'lo shave. Okay. It wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it. If it was worth it, at least. But it wasn't worth it. And that's what you do when you inspect all of the things that you've done. You inspect, I spent so much time. I went all the way to the next town over to find this item, this toy from my child, and he used it once. It wasn't worth it. So we realize we accumulate things. We spend time and effort and energy. And at the end of the day, what was it for? So it's only when you start decluttering, when you start realizing, yeah, I get rid of it. And you realize Hashem is giving us an opportunity. Just put it by the curb. Just get it out of your system. Just express it. Say it over. When we say it over, we start realizing, wow, I actually did that. I can't believe I did that. I actually thought it was worth it. I actually thought I was going to use it. I actually thought it was going to be useful for me. And then you start. So expressing it gives us the opportunity to assess it. Gives us the opportunity to see it for what it is. And then we realize Hashem says, I'm ready to help you get rid of it, but you have to express it. And that's an amazing, I think it's an amazing mashal to what we do with our confession, with our vidui on Yom Kippur. It is, after all, the central theme of the davening, the vidui. No question. Chazal tell us, it's very, very important to understand, there are certain things you need to do in Lashon HaKodesh. There is no way that vidui needs to be done in Lashon HaKodesh over a language that you understand clearly. At the end of the day, it's not about saying the words, it's about actually meaning it. If you don't mean it, and if you don't understand what you're saying, you're doing nothing. It's not a recitation, there's no mitzvah kriyas vidui. It's not vidui maisers. It's a mitzvah of making declarations, actually feeling it, and as part of the process of tshuva. There's a few other things that I'd like to share about vidui. The Lashon Rabbi, I mentioned that we should take into account the Lashon Yachid in the sense that take responsibility. But why do we use Lashon Rabbi? So I've seen two different reasons why we use Lashon Rabbi. One reason is because at the end of the day, when it comes to our responsibility, we are Arevim Zebazeh. Because we are Arevim Zebazeh, then my transgression or my lack of actions is not just my responsibility, it's the responsibility of other people who are Arevim to me. And likewise, I have responsibility for those people who I could have made their life better, I could have encouraged to do a mitzvah, I could have stopped from doing an Aveira. And therefore, Ashamnu, Avinu, Gazalnu, because if I could have stopped somebody from stealing, then it's my responsibility. So in a sense, I have a share in their chet of gezel. So Ashamnu, it's not, if I know that I personally didn't take anything, but I could have influenced someone else not to take, then I have stolen. So I have to confess for that too. So it comes for us, all our share, whether directly, indirectly, whether by omission or by action, of the things that we are responsible in other people. The other perush that they say is that we are actually, in our vidui, we're also alluding to our previous gilgulim. And therefore, we're saying it for things that we may have done that we're not aware of. And therefore, we might have done things, terrible things in our past lives, and we have to recognize it. And therefore, that's a Lashon Rabbi. There's a... There's also another interesting Halacha Zayin, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis. He mentions as follows. Afilu izvad erev Yom Kippurim, even once we've done vidui erev Yom Kippur, as the Rambam says, and Halacha brings down that you want to do it just in case Shema Yechenak, Chas V'Shalom, a person should get choked before Yom Kippur. So, Yom Izvade again at night time, and again in the morning of Shacharis, and again Musaf, and again Mincha, and again on Ne'ilah. And the question is, I mean, if you've done it once, why do you need to do it again and again and again? So, it's true, even if you do vidui this year, you do vidui the next year. But I once heard a very, very powerful and deep idea with regards to the vidui again and again. You see, the vidui should do A couple of things. Number one, should, as we said, recognize that we've done something wrong. If we do it properly, and we do tshuva properly, then we've really changed ourselves, and we've gotten rid of that avera. And we've elevated ourselves beyond the effect of the avera. When you elevate yourself, what really should happen is that we should look at the world from a higher plane, from a different perspective. And the things that originally did not seem to us as mistakes may now seem a mistake because now we look at the world in a different way. A person who's a proper Ghana and he steals and he robs people, if he truly does tshuva and he repents, once he repents and once he's done vidui on his theft, then he realizes, you know what? When I didn't return the pen from somebody who I borrowed it from, that's also gezel. But he wasn't thinking of that as gezel when he was actually robbing people. Because that did not enter his mind that that classified as gezel. So once he's gone over and has done tshuva on the proper gezel, on direct gezel and robbing people, then he starts realizing there's other things that are also come under gezel. Gezel zman. You're employed by someone and you spend too much time on the phone and the job. That's also gezel. But a person who's robbing his company from money and taking money from the cash machine, from the cash register into his pocket, wasn't thinking that the fact that he's spending time on the phone was gezel. Because that was a minor level of gezel, and it's completely under the radar. So once you say vidui, and once you really got over a certain level, then you now look at the finer transgressions, or even of the same aveira. So every time we do vidui, if a vidui is effective, then we should have a different perspective, and we should look at ourselves, and we've elevated ourselves. And for the tzaddik that I now become, so to speak, from the person who's more sensitive, now I'm more sensitive. Now I can pick up other things that I didn't pick up until now. And therefore, every level requires you to do another video, and it's not in vain. And there are new things that you'll discover. And that's one of the ways to understand. I think it's a very deep way to understand how vidui over and over, it's not simply on the same things. It's a new things, but new things that you didn't reveal to yourself, you didn't realize, because you were blinded by the severity of the bigger things that you've done, that one would have done. There's an interesting machlokes Rambam and Ravid here in Ilchos Tshuva. The Rambam writes as follows. Tzarich le'odia baravim aveiros shebein adam lachaveir. Rambam says that one should publicize, one should make, should say aloud and confess publicly the aveiros that one has done, so long as it's ben adam lachaveir. But if it's ben adam lamakom, a person does not have to do that. A person is better than a person should not be megale, should not reveal his aveiros. As he says, "Bamei dvarim amurim be'aviru she'ben adam lachaveira, she'ben adam lamakom, eino tarch lefarsim matzmo." He shouldn't publicize that he's done these aveiros. Ve'az usponim hiloim gilan, and it's actually a brazenness if he actually were to reveal that he has done these aveiros ben adam lamakom. Comes along the Ravid and says a very interesting comment. "Bamei dvarim amurim be'aviru she'ben adam lachaveira, Amar Avraham vechen be'aviros hamefursamos u'megulos." What happens if it's an Avera bin Adam Lamakom that one has done publicly? In that case, says the Ravid, Afalpi she'einam im chaveiro, even if they're not bin Adam lachaveiro, they're bin Adam Lamakom, he should also confess them in front of others. Why? Says the Ravid, Shekmo she'nit parsem achet, Kach tzarich lefarsem atshuva ve'izvayesh beran. Because just like the chet was mefursam, you should also now be mefarsam the tshuva that you did on that chet. If the chet was public, then the tshuva has to be public. And when I read this, I thought of the Shari Tshuva. Because the Shari Tshuva talks about what the Rambam says there is no tshuva for. The Rambam says that HaMechalel es Hashem chas v'sholom, a person who Mechalel Shem Shemayim, that there is no tshuva for. There's no way to do tshuva for them. Even Yom Kippur and Yisurim and Misa, it doesn't take care of Chilul Hashem. But the Shaar HaTshuva writes, it's true you can't really undo the Chilul Hashem, but at least try and compensate. And if you've done a Chilul Hashem, make a Kiddush Hashem. If you know you've done a Chilul Hashem, make a point to do things that are explicit Kiddush Shem Shemayim. By doing things where a Mekadesh is Hashem, you somehow balance out, to some degree, the Chilul Hashem that you've created. And I thought that perhaps this is what's behind the Ravid's comment here. When a person did a Chet Berabim, that Chet Berabim is a Chilul Hashem. Anytime you do a Chet Berabim, a Chet is Mefursam, it's a Chilul Hashem. So you have to compensate for that Chilul Hashem that you've done. And therefore, the only way to compensate with the Chilul Hashem is to make a Kiddush Hashem. So to say that you've done tshuva, you undo, I'm known as the guy who did that publicly. Well, let it be known that I'm the guy who regrets having done that. I'm the guy who wishes he hadn't done it and has not done tshuva for it. Now I'm mekadesh what I was mechalel. So the Ravid is coming to tell us, anyhow, if you did the Chet Berabim and is mefursam, there is no embarrassment admitting it. People already know. Don't reveal what you've done wrong that other people don't know. There is no point in that. Don't make other people look down on you. There is no mitzvah to do that. But once it's known, then you should be megale, and it is as chus for the person. And I think, according to the Shaar HaTshuva, it helps as well in the fact that you make a Kiddush Hashem. When we go through the vidui, I think it's important to highlight the Rambam's words are very, very powerful. The Rambam says like this. The Tachu Oimer. Sorry. V'tzarich leitzvados bisfasav veloemar inyanos elu shegamar beliboy. This I thought was interesting. The Rambam is telling us that the vidui isn't just I have done this wrong. It's not just to spell out the mistakes, the shortcomings, the shortfalls. He has to both be mitzvade bisfasav what he did wrong. Velomar inyanus elu shegamar beliboy. You have to also spell out your resolutions. What you've now resolved, the way you resolved to change, and what you've now taken upon yourself to correct the mistakes and to do good, that also has to be stated. Don't just state the bad. Don't just state the mistake, but state how you plan to correct it. That also is encouraging. When we say something, and don't just think it, it becomes more tangible. It leads us to action. So the declaration of vidui, according to the Rambam, it seems, it's not only about what we've done wrong, but also how we've resolved to change and to implement our new plan. I can't find what it says. It says it. Chatati aviti upashati lefanecha. The Rambam says the word lefanecha. And I was told that it's interesting that if you look at Hilchos Vidui, in Hilchos Vidui, it says that Vidui has to be said standing. Standing. Shouldn't be said sitting down. And even a person leaning has to be careful, try not to lean when you do Vidui. So, either because of the Chashivus, but I wanted to suggest that it's more than that. The Vidui, an etzem part of an integral part of the vidui is to say, "Pashati aviti chatati lefanecha." Lefanecha is in front of you, Hashem. When I did that, I was in front of you, Hashem. The reason I committed the sin is probably because I did not realize I was lefanecha. I pushed aside. Chazal tell us And this, I think, is a very powerful idea. Chazal tell us, "En adam chote, ela shenichnas bo ruach shtus." Don't do an aveira, even a chet, which is a mistake, unless a ruach shtus comes to the person. What's a ruach shtus? How do you translate ruach shtus? Temporary insanity? A spirit of insanity? I think that's true. What does it mean? Stupidity, ruach shtus. At some point, in front of your eyes, you feel that Hashem is not looking. You feel that you can get by this, it's just going to go undercover. It's not going to be registered. Hashem is not here watching. He can't understand. He doesn't really know what I'm thinking. It's going to go under the radar, it's fine. That's a ruach shtus. That's the insanity. That Hashem is unaware of what's going on. But if we were fully aware, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamim, if we felt Hashem lenegdeinu tamim, you couldn't do an aveira. We couldn't. We couldn't bring ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do an aveira. But what? But we overlook the fact that Hashem is in front of us. We ignore it. Somehow, it's not happening. That's the ruach shtus. That's the insanity, the temporary insanity that we don't recognize Hashem is standing in front of us. And therefore, when you do vidui, you realize, chatati lefanecha, I was in front of you. And that's what I missed. And then the vidui is now also lefanecha. And since the vidui is lefanecha, then you have to stand. In front of the Shekhinah, you can't sit down. If you're in front of the Shekhinah, you have to stand up. And for the vidui, because the vidui has to be in front of the Shekhinah, because that's the tikkun. The tikkun is to recognize you in front of the Shekhinah. Therefore, the tikkun has to be lefanecha. Therefore, you have to stand up. Just last thing is, we mentioned how difficult it is to recognize that we're wrong. Chaim Shmulevitz used to give a shmuz on the night of Yom Kippur, Kal Nidre. Chaim Shmulevitz used to speak about Chiel, famous Chiel, who the Gemara says, the Psukim, there was a klala for the person who wanted to rebuild Yericho. With his Bechor, he will establish the foundations, and with his youngest one, he will put the gates of the city. And Chiel, he was the one who was appointed, he was the engineer, the architect, and the builder of the city of Yericho, and Kachava, and still he always attributed the death of his children to Mikre. Chance, he wasn't willing to accept he made a mistake. Chiel wasn't able to admit, with the Nevuah being Miskayev, that he made a mistake. We also sometimes are not willing to accept that we made a mistake. So you see how far a person can come, how blind a person can be to his mistakes. Why? Because to accept we've done wrong, to accept we've erred, is a very, very difficult thing. So, Mitzvah Hashem, certainly it has helped me, and I hope it has helped some of you, internalize and realize Vidui is the Etzem, that's a Mitzvah Sayoyim, and Mitzvah Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us to recognize, and that way become better, that way correct our mistakes, and be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, instead of be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim.